talk about your play today in the big win here over UTSA.
I felt like we played well today. Coming into this game, we really wanted to build momentum going into Big 12 play and really wanted to put emphasis on starting the game well and getting in the end zone and getting the offense rolling. And I felt like we did that today. I just trust my coaching, trust my teammates, and they made a lot of good plays today.
On Tuesday, Coach kind of made it, definitive that you would be the starter. Did that kind of maybe take some weight off your shoulders? It lets you settle in a little bit better?
A little bit. But, the whole, first two games, I wasn't trying to think about that either. But when you hear some confirmation publicly, it definitely helps a little bit. But, I wanted to come into this game, play loose, and just have a lot of confidence. Just like I said earlier, we got a big, big game next week going to West Virginia and starting Big 12 play. And I knew it was really important for our offense to get going and build some confidence going into that game. So I felt like we did today.
Sorry. Yeah, what about that opening drive? You guys were just clicking, both running the ball, throwing the ball. How much did that build your confidence?
That was great. That's what we always want to try to do is come out and score the first drive. We get the ball, just kind of set the stage for the rest of the game. I feel like we did that well. Just like what you said, we ran the ball well. We got them jump off sides twice. Threw a ball down the field to Zach. Zach made a great catch, and then we punched in the end zone. So that was a great start to the game. It was good to see that, because first two games we were kind of struggling in that area to start in the game, and felt like we started well today.
We hear a lot about West Virginia's offense. Tell us about their defense.
Yeah, I made my first start versus them last year. They're definitely the 3-3 stack. Defensive look is a little different. They drop a lot of guys in coverage, just blitz a lot. It's just they do some good things. But I also feel like we have, coming off this game, we're going to get some confidence going. I think we have some good stuff, dialed up for what they do. But at the same time, we know that we're gonna have to bring it because West Virginia is a good football team, and everybody talks about their offense being so good, but you can't sleep on their defense because they're very, very well coached and they play hard and play smart. So,
do you think it's an advantage for them that they ended up with a week off?
I don't know. Maybe it's just a bye week for them to get healed up and get some rest, but that could be good and bad, So we'll take that as it comes.
You talk about the throw to Dalton. He put it right in his breadbasket.
Yeah.
Two straight weeks. I believe. So just talk about how you've got that intuitive nature between receiver and quarterback.
Yeah.
You guys know each other. Which way you going to turn for the ball?
Yeah. It's just Dalton and I go way back to the scout team days when I first got here and we were down the scout team. And you asked Coach Hayes, he's not here anymore, but if you asked him, it was like always me and Dalton were making plays down there on our defense. And ever since I've stepped on campus with him, we've had a great connection. We just get each other really well. We understand, what each other's doing, what I'm checking to. When I call a play, he knows why I'm checking it and I know how he's going to run it. As we watch film throughout the week and kind of just get that stuff dialed in to where when it comes game time and we call a play or whatever happens that we know how we're going to react to it, how we're going to, how he's going to get off the line of scrimmage, how I'm going to throw it probably. So, there's just a lot of work behind the